Kimberly Smith, Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 11/30/1980. This is for date of service 9/6/2023. Mrs. Smith is a 42-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of a multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter in June of 2023. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anemia, and overweight status, as well as type 2 diabetes with an A1C of 9.7%. She has a family history of thyroid cancer, specifically her mother with a history of papillary thyroid carcinoma. She reports symptoms of palpitations and dry skin, as well as fatigue. She also reports some weight gain over the last couple of years. She's had a history of a total hysterectomy as well. The patient's hemoglobin A1C was 9.7 on June 12, 2023. She reports intolerance to Giardia secondary to yeast infections and metformin, intolerance secondary to diarrhea and other GI side effects. She is currently on glipizide 10 milligrams once daily. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter: the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on June 27, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 5 by 6 millimeters, and another one on the left, measuring 6 by 5 millimeters. At this point, observation is recommended, and therefore she will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in December of 2023. We will plan on giving her the order for this during her follow-up visit. At this point, these nodules do not warrant an FNA biopsy at this time. Next number for her type 2 diabetes: the patient reports her hemoglobin A1C on June 12, 2023 was 9.7%. My recommendation is to add Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams once weekly and continue glipizide 10 milligrams once daily and recheck a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to her return. Next number. The patient was noted to have a cardiac murmur, and I'm recommending cardiology evaluation. Notably, the patient is at high risk for cardiac disease given her history of smoking as well as her history of type 2 diabetes that is uncontrolled. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Zach Dominguez. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.